You're tuned in to The Big Show, broadcasting live as we say g'day from Brisbane, Australia. Follow us as we discover the hidden gems of Brisbane. Brought to you by Tourism Australia.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show, live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it. You come from a land down
under. G'day, Singapore.
Good morning.
Is that better now?
A little bit. You're getting a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. It's Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you live from Brisbane. We are currently in one of the most beautiful suites here at the Adina Apartment Hotel.
Yep, it's located on 171 George Street, and it's got an amazing view of the Brisbane River. You can see the upcoming Queen's Wharf being constructed. Lots of iconic bits from Brisbane can be viewed from this room, which has a balcony.
Yeah.
Now, some of the rooms actually, you get a great view of Wheel of Brisbane as well.
That's right. Yeah. Which is this one.
And speaking of which, we will be speaking to the Associate Director of Sales for Adina Apartment Hotel Brisbane, Tonya Kraft. I'm so excited to meet her.
That's right. We have so much going on the show today. We have three guests to be coming on. We also have lots of videos to show you what we've been up to. Yesterday, Glenn and I climbed a bridge.
Yep.
And all of us, we sampled some really good craft beer along Howard Smith's wharves. And so that's all coming up on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. So remember to tell everybody that you know that's happening on YouTube and Facebook, Kiss 92FM.
And a good friend of ours is visiting today, Mr. Jason Dacey.
That's right. Good morning, Jason. We're looking forward to seeing him again.
Jason works with us, at SBH Media as well.
That's right.
He's relocated to Brisbane. So, we're catching up with Jason at around 9 a.m.
Amazing. And coming up, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite things, rainbows.
Rainbows. Oh. Rainbows.
Stay tuned to find out.
All right. So if you're planning a holiday, I think Brisbane should be top of your list. Correct,
absolutely.
Girls?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sure. I'm glad that we're only halfway through our trip, you know, because we've got a lot of Brizzy to go.
I know.
Let's not talk about the end of the trip yet.
Of course. But back in Singapore, apparently, a couple of days ago, right before sunset, there was this very rare sighting occurred in Singapore. And, you know, I'm a big lover of clouds and rainbows. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I talk about most of the time. And there was this very strange-looking rainbow, so I'm going to show you guys a photo of it.
Okay.
That appeared in the sky. So it doesn't look like a typical rainbow. Yeah. It just looks like a hue of colors behind the clouds.
So pretty, though.
And this particular person that managed to see the sighting of it wasn't sure what it was called. But when you look up types of rainbows, there are actually many, many types of rainbows. It's actually called, it's dubbed the fire rainbow, but it's more commonly known as a circumhorizontal arc. So it doesn't go like, you know, your typical rainbow arc. It's like kind of a streak across the sky.
Wow.
And it's an optical phenomenon that belongs to the family of ice halos. And it forms a refraction of sunlight or moonlight in plate-shaped ice crystals suspended in the atmosphere.
Doesn't look like a rainbow. I have to
it's
say.
Just ice like, halo. That sounds like a.
But it looks no. It looks like this. So like a straight version of a rainbow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's beautiful. Ice halo sounds like a new version for craft beer because I had like Galaxy Haze yesterday from Felon's Brewery Co.
Right.
So it's like, you know, Ice Halo. Does that sound good?
Ice Halo, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a good craft beer.
But the point is, you never know what is happening up in the sky.
Or anywhere on Mother Earth.
Yeah, when you're having a bad day, I always like to look up and at the sky because it's reliable that something beautiful is going to be there.
Someday you'll find it. The rainbow connection. The lovers. The dreamers. And me.
Is it me or what happens when I'm working with two girls.
We start singing about rainbows.
That's right.
And clouds and puppies.
That's right.
From Sesame Street. Doesn't it make you happy?
Anyway, hopefully when that rainbow appeared in the sky, you know, someone wasn't going like, okay, should I stay with him or should I leave him?
Oh,
show me a sign.
Goodness. Oh,
no. Boom.
What does it even mean then?
Exactly. Okay, you tuned into Kiss 92. It's Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you live from Down Under Brisbane.
What's hot and what's not? Trending.
Trending now. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
In case you haven't heard, Lawrence Wong will become Singapore's next Prime Minister on May 15th. All the best, Lawrence Wong. And he's scheduled to come on The Big Show.
Yeah, we're still, yep.
Yeah,
let's hope
just,
we get him soon.
We're just awaiting word as to when he'll be able to come you know, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Andre Houdin is in charge of that. Because he gets all the ministers for us.
He does indeed.
All right. My Dua Lipa is the first cover star of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Your Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. ABBA fans celebrated the 50th ABBA-versary. ABBA. Like that? ABBA-versary over the weekend, as it was in 1974 that the Swedish quartet wowed everyone at the Eurovision competition with their song Waterloo.
Wow, that was 50 years ago.
Yeah,
oh my
wild.
Gosh.
Cameron Diaz and husband Benji Madden have welcomed a second child to their family, a son. Congratulations. In case you haven't heard, Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli has passed away. He was 83.
Rest in peace.
All of O.J. Simpson's kids, including the two he had with his murdered wife, Nicole, were at his side during his final days. Family, friends, and medical staff were all forced to sign NDAs.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift is back on TikTok, if you care. And finally, Billy Idol is planning to release a new album later this year. A lot of his classics, along with some new material. It's been a decade since his last album.
Wow, okay.
And that would do it for Trending Quickies. The Weeknd, Take My Breath, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. We're coming to you live from the Adena Apartment Hotel in Brisbane. The beautiful Adena Apartment Hotel in Brisbane. And later on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, we'll be speaking to the Associate Director of Sales right here at the Adena Apartment Hotel Brisbane, Tanya Kreft. We'll also be letting you guys check out Streets Beach. So make sure you watch us on The Big Show TV. And then we'll also be welcoming Kelvin Dott, the Chief Operating Officer of the Star Brisbane at the Star Entertainment Group as well. Jason Dacey will also join us at 9 a.m. Singapore time right here on The Big Show. Right now, it's over to Angel for Tech Tuesday.
That's right. So we've all seen those Google cars driving along the streets and the roads with
cameras
on the top.
Mm.
So basically what they're doing is they're tracking, they're mapping so that we can all find our way around our countries as well as explore other countries, right?
Mm.
I mean, every time before I travel, I always check out the Google Street View of where I'm going to be living so that I know what's around me. I mean, I even did it before we came here to see what was around the Adena Apartment
right.
Hotel.
So
right?
You knew what the area was
exactly
going to look like.
What the area was going to be. The casino was on our right. There's gardens in front, and there's another hotel across the and I knew exactly what
I lost. $300 at the casino.
Oh, dear.
Just to let everybody know.
Okay, anyway, back to these Google cameras. I mean, they're meant to be mapping just the roads and the streets, right? But sometimes they capture more than just the roads and the streets. Sometimes they capture people. Sometimes, obviously, they capture buildings, other cars, and maybe an animal or two.
Yeah.
Like this story out of South Korea. A Google Street View photographer has captured a friendly golden retriever in over 1,000 pictures with the golden retriever actually giving them a tour of the island of Jukdo. Now, Jukdo is an island in the Sea of Japan, but it's part of South Korea. And this dog is named Maru and is Jukdo's unofficial guide dog who's been living on the island for 7 years.
Jukdo is also an Olympic sport, by the way.
No, that's judo. Stop it. Now, listen. Maru was so cute that he was actually following the Google car around on all the streets and even waited for the photographer to catch up to him and went to look for the photographer when he got lost in the woodlands. So if you want to find this story, I've put it up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss92FM. And if you do Google Jukdo on your Google Maps, you will see Maru in most of the pictures.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
They probably put bacon on the car.
No, they didn't. He was following. There's probably not much that happens on Jukdo. So he was like, what is this car?
Also, I think the Labrador is a better breed than the Golden Retriever.
No, the Golden... What are you talking about? My tofu is a Golden Retriever.
Oh,
are you
sorry.
Insulting tofu?
No.
Okay.
All right. Golden Retrievers
are
rock.
The best. Yes.
Okay. You tuned into Kiss 92. We're coming to you live from Brisbane, Australia. We are coming to you live from the beautiful Adena Apartment Hotel in Brisbane, Australia. And you know what? We've been traveling all around the city. So, you know, we must tell you about Howard Smith was.
Oh, so beautiful.
We were there yesterday.
That's right. Here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. Set on the edge of the Brisbane River, Howard Smith Wharves is a must-visit for all food and entertainment lovers, which is all Singaporeans, if you ask me. It also has one of the city's best seats to enjoy views of cityscape and Story Bridge.
Now, Howard Smith Wharves is where you'll find an array of different types of restaurants and cuisine, from casual Queenslander burger, Betty's Burger, to Japanese izakaya, Yoki Dining. You can also have fun at the spiffy, European-inspired overwater bar, Mr. Percival, or satisfy your Chinese cravings at Cantonese restaurants, Starly.
They have everything, and if you're an art lover, Howard Smith Precinct is home to a trendy, artsy, five-star designer hotel, Crystalbrook Vincent, which houses over 500 prints by acclaimed Australian artist Vincent Fantozzo.
Oh, we've got to check that out.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Now, journey to Howard Smith Wharves with a view when you catch Brisbane's River Taxi City Cat and arrive at the doorstep of the city's vibrant nightlife precinct.
You know what I really love about Howard Smith Wharves is that it's situated right under the Story Bridge. So
yes,
as you sit there, this magnificent bridge with all these cars that are going back and forth is right above you. Mm. And it makes for a really, really beautiful afternoon.
And you guys were there at sunset, right? So the sun was setting and then the lights came on.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful.
And right in front, guess what?
What?
We saw the whole length of Felons.
Yes, and Felons Brewery Co. I mean,
so
if you're looking for craft beer, Felons is the place.
And I was asking Jess, who took us up, right?
Yes.
I mean, yesterday, I'm like, if we end up in front,
on the bridge,
yeah. Does it lead to us coming out at Felons? Because it'll be really nice.
She's like, we'll zipline you there.
So what are you waiting for? Come say g'day the Queensland way. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it. Do you come from a land down
under? Thank you so much for joining us. It's Glenn Angel and Daphne coming to you live from Adina Apartment Hotel in Brisbane.
There's so much that's happening on the show today. Coming up at about 7:50, about 10 to 8, we're going to be showing you a great video on the Big Show TV about Howard Smith Wharves, which we just spoke about, and also about Felons Brewing Company, where we spoke to Dean Romeo yesterday and tried some of their beautiful craft beer.
I'm pretty sure we ordered everything on the menu as well.
Absolutely.
Our table was full.
I did not have dinner last night.
You didn't?
We ate so much.
Yeah.
We did. I was hungry though.
No, I was as well.
Hungry,
yeah. That was lunchtime. You have to have dinner, especially after the Story Bridge climb, which we're going to tell you a little bit more about coming up.
All right. Also coming up on the show, on the Big Show TV, we'll be inviting Associate Director of Sales at the Adina Apartment Hotel Brisbane to tell us more about this beautiful place we've been living in for the past few days now. Also on the show, the Chief Operating Officer of the Star Brisbane at the Star Entertainment Group, Kelvin Dott, and of course our very good friend Jason Dacey will also join us on the show today. The Big Show TV will be extended to about 9:20 Singapore time.
And you've got to catch it too, the light in Brisbane. We're sitting in the hotel in front of the windows. The light is fantastic.
The light is perfect.
Oh, we've been taking selfies all day.
We need to do some Instagram stories after this and show them what it's about.
I posted a few Instagram stories, you know, on my Instagram at GLENNN. Go check it out. Glenn, Angel, and Daphne coming to you live from Brisbane, Australia. And what did we do yesterday? We did the Story Bridge climb.
I didn't.
Oh,
I just said,
yes. Yeah.
Regret.
We miss you. We missed you.
Yeah, you can always come back to Brisbane and do it again.
I have to.
But then again, we were up there. It was really high up. I think if Daphne had gone, maybe she would have been blown off.
No, Glenn. No. Wait, hold on. Everybody is strapped safely down. The instructors are there to make sure that nobody flies off the bridge. And even a child from the age of 6 and above a certain height can do the bridge
That's
climb.
True, actually. Yeah. That's true.
So stop scaring people.
Okay. Now, the Story Bridge is an unmissable icon of Brisbane City. Now, scaling it is one of the best ways to see the city with 360-degree views of Brisbane, okay? Now, from the Story Bridge, you'll be able to take in the Glasshouse Mountains in the north, Moreton, and Stradbroke in the east. Now, the scenic rim and surrounding surroundings in the south, and the entire city can be seen all the way to Mount Kuta.
You know, and you know I'm all about the facts, right? And I'm all about the numbers. So here are some really fun facts about the Story Bridge. There are 1,088 steps that you have to climb. Whoa. It takes about 2 hours. The length of the bridge is 1,071 meters. And here's a fun fact that's not listed on our paper that we're reading off, is that this is the shortest highway in Australia. It's
yes.
only the length of the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the shortest highway in Australia. There are 1.25 million rivets that hold the bridge together. Here's something else to think about. Think about the amount of rivets that fell into the river while they were building it. It stands at a height of 80 meters and it weighs 13,600 tons.
I don't know. I'll
really
never
heavy
lift the bridge.
No. Not today.
But did you guys have fun?
We did. We
so
had a lot
fun.
Of fun. And Jess, our leader of the group, was extremely knowledgeable and she was a ton of fun.
Morning,
as well.
Jess.
Good morning, Jess.
She told us so many interesting stories.
We're going to watch a video, right, later?
We are, during the Big Show TV.
But I don't know whether Jess is going to be featured or not.
We don't know, but the video will be there of our Story Bridge climb. Join us on the Big Show TV later.
All right. It is 7:16.
Discover the magic of Brisbane today.
This program will make you hangry.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's Top 5.
Top 5 sporting events I'd consider taking part in.
Ooh, this is going to be fun. At number 5.
The Boston Cream Pie Marathon.
Okay,
yum,
I get
yum,
that.
Yum.
That one's for Cheryl.
At number 4.
The World Series of Pizza.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At number 3.
The F1 buffet.
At number 2.
The NBA Finals. NBA stands for No Belts Allowed.
Oh, sounds like a buffet as well. And the top sporting event that Glenn would consider taking part in?
Tequila shot race.
Of course. I could have guessed that.
Glenn's impossible question.
All right, today everyone is playing.
Yay! Okay, let's go.
All right. The number one thing we do out of habit is... So today we have Shalini, Susan, we have Angel, we have Daphne, we have Ashikin, we have Andre, and we have FD, and we have Cheyenne playing. Wow.
He wants everyone to
play. Yes, everyone. The number one thing we do out of habit is... Andre Huden.
Dance.
Wrong.
I've never seen you dance.
The number one thing we do out of habit is... Ashikin. Wrong. The number one thing we do out of habit is Shalini Susan.
Blink.
Good try, but not the answer I'm looking for. The number one thing we do out of habit is Angel.
Skip.
Wrong.
No.
The number one thing we do out of habit is Daphne.
Pick our noses.
That is incorrect, but I like that. The number one thing we do out of habit is FD.
The route we drive to work.
Close.
Ooh.
Close, but no cigar.
Cheyenne's going to get it for sure.
All right.
Bayou is not close at all.
The last person to give this a shot.
The
number
thinking.
One thing we do out of habit is Cheyenne Lim.
Open the fridge.
Oh, no one gets it. I win today.
What is it?
The dealer wins.
What is it?
Sleep on the same side of the bed.
Oh, okay. I don't do that.
You know, I am on the same side that I sleep.
See?
Even here in Adina. Oh. Yeah.
All right. That's your impossible question for today.
Here's something for your morning. While you may not be everyone's cup of tea, you don't have to be, because tea has never apologized for not being coffee. And here's a reminder that Kiss loves you, XOXO.
We've got a message now brought to you by Tourism Australia.
That's right, and we want to talk about Queen's Wharf. Now, this is extremely exciting because it's going to be opening in August 2024. It is a $3.6 billion Australian dollar world-class integrated resort, and it's going to transform the face of Brisbane City.
That's right. Enjoy brand new hotel openings, including the Star Grand, Rosewood, and the Dorset.
There's going to be more than 50 restaurants and bars once fully operational.
Yep, and we've been promised that we were going to get an invitation to the Sky Deck, which will be a 100 meters above the river.
There's also 7.5 hectares of public space, equivalent to 12 football fields of public space.
And a leisure deck, an open-air oasis, 35 meters above street level.
Now, if you're anytime in Brisbane right now, you'll be able to see that they're actually constructing a bridge called the Neville Bonner Bridge. This will connect Brisbane's arts and cultural precinct to the South Bank, which is where the Wheel of Brisbane is.
So many reasons that make Brisbane so very magical. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more. And once again, this message is brought to you by Tourism Australia.
Kiss 92 FM, and it's time for us to try and give away $900. It's time for you to guess the song, something that's sponsored by Propnex. But before you do that, there's something very important. You need to head over to our website, kiss92.sg, and click on the Guess the Song banner and register on the I Can Fly with Propnex website. Now, this is something you have to do before you can take part in Guess the Song. Now, we've got $900 to give away. There are also two flight tickets to Paris up for grabs. So make sure you go to that website, kiss92.sg, click on the Guess the Song banner and register on the I Can Fly with Propnex website so you can take part in this game. $900. We are going to play you a 1 second snippet of a song, and all you have to do is attempt to identify the song. So let's give it a listen. It cannot get more easy than that, can it? I mean, everybody knows that song. So if you know the name of that song, give us a buzz. 669-10-920. It's time for Guess the Song. And we've got Amber on the line. Good morning, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
So, Amber, there's $900 up for grabs because Guess the Song is sponsored by Propnex, okay? $900. I'm going to play you that snippet of the song. There's only one person who knows the title of this song, okay? And he is our boss, Stephen Chu. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, FD. Morning, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Okay. Thank you. So, Amber, here is that snippet. It can't get easier than that, Amber. Amber, I need you to identify that song.
Is it Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo?
Stephen?
I'm sorry, it is not.
Oh! But don't worry, Amber. The money has now snowballed to $1,000. Just make sure that you are listening to On Your Way with Joshua Simon. You can try again on Josh's show, okay?
Okay.
So, the prize money is now $1,000, sponsored by Propnex. You make sure you get involved in Guess the Tune when it comes around again On Your Way with Joshua Simon this evening.
This has been Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you live from the Adena Apartment Hotel in Brisbane. A big thank you to our guests for this morning.
That's right. We'd like to say thank you to Tanya Kraft as well as Kelvin Dodd and, of course, our very good friend Jason Dacey for coming on the show today. We had an extended version of the Big Show TV, so you can always head to our YouTube and Facebook channels. That's Kiss 92 FM to play catch up.
Tomorrow morning, please join us because we've got some very special guests once again.
Oh, tell us who we have on the show.
We have a sheepdog, a lizard, a dingo, and an owl.
This will be our first non-speaking guests. So
we'll be broadcasting live from Lone Pine Sanctuary.
That's right. So it's going to be very, very cool. And I think we might be meeting some koalas as well.
We're going to be hugging some koalas, actually.
Hopefully. I mean, the Lone Pine is obviously a sanctuary for more than 200 animals.
That's right. So. And of course, we'll be speaking to the sales manager at Lone Pine Sanctuary, Amy Swin.
So that's something to look forward to tomorrow on the show.
All right. What's your word of the day?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
I have my word of the day.
But you didn't do word of the day yesterday.
No, she's kidding. I'm doing Australian phrases.
Phrase of the day. So my phrase of the day today is, you little ripper.
Oh.
And that just basically means that's fantastic or that's terrific.
Oh.
So it's, you little ripper.
You little ripper.
Am I right, Jason?
Yes. Okay, there you go. A true blood Australian has approved of my quote of the day.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Big thank you to FD in the studio, who's been doing fantastic traffic and weather as always. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. All right. Keep it right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place.
Thanks for tuning in to The Big Show, broadcasting live from Brisbane, Australia.
Follow us on air and on Facebook this week as we discover the hidden gems of Brisbane. Brought to you by Tourism Australia.